I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Police in Eritrea jailed 68 more Christians in three official roundup operations within the last few weeks. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says government officials accused of being Christians were also included in the latest sweep. As evangelism grows, so do the crackdowns. It's where the evangelism happens that's of note, says Nettleton.
It seems like where a lot of the evangelism is happening is within the Orthodox Church. It seems like the revival movement there is gaining momentum, gaining growth. Last year, the government actually took over the Orthodox Church. Obviously, makes them nervous.
Next, Cure International's Scott Nelson says because of the instability in Haiti, it's not a good time to build a permanent pediatric orthopedic facility there. Yet without it, Haiti feels Cure's impact. Every 3 months, Nelson takes a team from their center in the Dominican Republic to work, but there's more to their ministry than orthopedics.
Cure's medical ministry is combined 50-50 with a spiritual ministry as well. And so at this time when we go over there and work in the public hospital, we take a minister from our hospital and combined his work with a local Christian Haitian minister.
And finally, it's crucial for youth in South Africa to hear the gospel early. The Phoenix Fellowship, supported by the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, recognizes the current state of drug and alcohol addiction and promiscuity. Coupled with HIV, it makes the situation urgent. Ministry teams are excited to see growth already and have outreach programs planned. Pray that the youth will be saved and blessed by the mentor relationships established. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aids making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.